This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Review, and this is where every single week, Doug Steffen, who is not here, so I'm Rich McFadden in here for him, sitting in the big chair today. I usually sit in that other chair over there, along with Victoria Keelan.
In the corner. No!
Oh, Victoria. Call me Doug Steffen. Go ahead. I'm here with Victoria Jones. I just spent all morning saying Victoria Keelan's proper apologies, Victoria. To go through your top 10 talk topics of the week as charted by Talkers Magazine for the week of September 9th to the 13th for 2019. So Talkers Magazine scans all of the talk radio stations all across the country, all the ones that you're listening to. They listen to you calling in, what you're talking about with your favorite host on all the talk radio stations, and then they make this list every week of the most popular topics, and we count them down 10 to 1. Here is your list for the week of September 9th to the 13th. At number 10, Antonio Brown, what a great guy he is, in the rape allegation and his whole drama going to New England. Vaping. Thank you for having that in the list here. The Alaska swimsuit controversy, which I'm dying to figure out what this is, and Victoria knows all about it. We'll get to that in a second. Number 9, Boris and Brexit. It sounds like a cartoon. It's not. Well, maybe it is. Number 8, 9/11, 18th anniversary. Number 7, race relations, gun control, and climate change, all tied at number 7. Number 6, the SCOTUS asylum ruling and immigration reform. At number 5, the 2020 presidential race and the Democratic debate and the North Carolina special election. Number 4, stock market activity and the economy. Number 3, U.S.-China relations and the North Korean rocket test. Number 2, Sharpiegate. That's fun to say. And the NOAA controversy. And number 1, John Bolton exits the administration and Taliban talks being canceled. All right, so let's go through the top 10 people. And they kind of usually relate with the topics, but let's see. Number 10, Brecky Yan Willis. I'm assuming that's how you say that. Number 9, Antonio Brown. Number 8, Boris Johnson. Don't get used to that name. It might not be there long. Number 7, Sonia Sotomayor. Number 6, Dan Bishop. Number 5, Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris. Number 4, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Number 3, Xi Jinping and Kim Jong-un. Number 2, John Bolton. Number 1, the Donald. All right, so Victoria, let's work our way through this list. Unlike Doug, I always start at number 10 and work my way to number one. Yeah, okay. Right. So we're not going to go right to number one. We're going to work our way through the list because I like the anticipation. It's fun. Antonio Brown. Dude is a mess. The whole thing where he basically says, I don't want to play for you, Oakland. I'm out of here. They let him go. Gruden lets him go. He goes to the only team that can probably manage him in that New England, and Bill Belichick and Tom Brady will basically say, dude, if you ever want a ball thrown to you, you will play by our rules. So he's like, fine, great, sign me up. Gets in there. What happens the next day? Oh, rape allegation. Didn't realize that. So then New England realizes that they've got a marketing PR mess on their hands, and they basically punt and say, well, we're just going to pass this off to the NFL and let them decide whether he can play or not. So that's kind of where we're at. Whether he plays this weekend's up in the air. But the guy certainly has some serious issues. And
Well, here's a question for you.
Yeah, fire away.
It's like background checks and This has been a particular issue in the Trump administration.
Yeah.
Why do they never know about Nanny's rape allegations and hitting the wife before these people are nominated or get signed.
So here's how the NFL works. You ready for this? It's all about the almighty dollar. Antonio Brown is an amazing receiver. He is unbelievable. He can fill seats. He can sell jerseys. He can sell tickets. So they kind of go, okay, let's do a preliminary scan here. Yeah, we know he's kind of a trouble guy. Yeah, we know this. But it's not so bad that we can't handle it.
So you mean she's not dead?
Right. Well, no. They did not know about the rape allegation before they signed it. That came 12 hours after, like the next morning. So that's where this whole thing gets a little spicy, is that now the NFL's got another. So with Ray Rice, they played it so poorly. Then the video came out of him beating his girlfriend in the elevator, and it was a disaster all the way around. That's what they possibly have here, and that's what they're trying to figure out. The NFL is not good at this. They have Kathy Lanier running. She's the former chief of police for Washington, D.C. They have
her well. Yeah, great person.
That's right. She's a buddy of yours. So she's running it. She is certainly going to put on the hat. Listen, we are here to protect women. We don't care about if you're a big superstar. If you've raped somebody, we're going to get to the bottom of it. So that's where it is.
I don't imagine that goes down too well with some people.
Hey, let's cruise through this because we got to get to.
Well, let's do
there's
vaping.
So many things. I want to get to vaping. Vaping is, I call my nephew, catch him. I mean, he's a grown man, but I saw him vaping once a couple of months ago, and I was like, what are you doing there? And he's like, it's harmless, whatever it is. Now we find out it's not so harmless. It's killing people. And it's record speed, whereas opposed to smoking usually took you 20, 30 years. Vaping can do it in a couple of years. Have you seen where they have any idea of what it's doing to the lungs that it's that fast?
Well, there are different. I've seen a couple of stories about that. They're not entirely sure. Juul, which of course is the dominant e-cigarette company in the United States, is not saying anything. There are different ideas about what is causing the outbreak. There are about 380 cases now in about three dozen states. Many of the illnesses have been linked to vaping mixtures with THC, but some patients are just reporting using e-cigarettes. So but there are small businesses, and they're saying that regulators are pushing through new rules that are punishing vendors for crimes they didn't commit. So there's pushback. But now they're looking at banning e-cigarettes with flavors like mint, menthol, and things like that, and strawberry, I suppose, things. Well, now, who's that geared at? Kiddie Winkies, exactly. Obviously. And that's where the market is, because they think, I won't smoke, I'll vape. No.
It's not bad for me.
Not bad for me, but I read BuzzFeed and I read BuzzFeed News. I also subscribe to The Cram, which is a great news website done by a 15-year-old and a team of kids around the world. And vaping is quite often their lead story. And on BuzzFeed News and on BuzzFeed, vaping is highly up there. So, for kids who are interested, they can find access to how dangerous vaping is. It is
right
out there, and kids are learning about it.
And that's the thing, is the news, everybody complains about the news media not talking about this and highlighting that when they shouldn't and everything when it comes to politics. This is where they really should step up and give people important information, just like we are here. This is something, if you are using e-cigarettes, you really, really need to look into this. And you can't just pass it. Because, this is like, hey, I'm fine one day. Oh, I'm dead the next.
I'm dead.
Right.
Dead. My friend who's dead. Yeah. And my friend I have a friend who's 70, was recently diagnosed with her second cancer. And they said, so what you've got to do is you've got to do dope because of the pain and all the other things.
Yeah.
So she takes it in various forms, including vaping.
Oh, great.
Medical marijuana.
Out of the frying pan and into the fire.
Yes. And now she's looking at, obviously, other methods. This is the healthiest woman I know. In fact, when my nephew, who's like 34, met her, he thought she was quite fanciable. This is a good-looking woman. And she's like, well, I don't know what to do instead of vaping now.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's move on because we've got a lot of stuff to get through here. And I know you're dying to tell us about the Alaska swimsuit. We're still at number 10. We haven't even reached number 9 yet.
Well, so this is the good stuff.
Tell me about the swimsuit controversy. I haven't seen this.
Okay, Brecken Willis. She's a member of the swim team at Diamond High School in Anchorage. She won at a swim meet, and mm-hmm. she was disqualified because of the way her swimsuit fits her body. Now, what happened was a race official said her swimsuit had shifted into a position that showed too much of her bottom. It had either slid up or she had adjusted it so that it showed too much of her bottom, which apparently girls are doing. Then they reversed it, and so she won again. Now, the Alaska School Activities Association is saying, you know, okay. The Anchorage School District says it is heavy-handed and unnecessary. An art swimmer was targeted based solely on how a standard school-issued uniform, it's a uniform, happened to fit the shape of her body. Now, her mother is furious, says it's sexual harassment, it shouldn't have any place on the pool deck. It's a swimsuit modesty rule.
Wow.
It's nationwide. Apparently, there is a growing trend of high school athletes from both genders rolling up their swimsuits in such a way as to expose the athlete's buttocks. But Becky's mum says, and there's a picture in the CNN story, that the swimsuit pictures that are used in the guidance show a body from the 50s. And bodies now are far more muscular.
That's funny. Yeah, that's true.
And they don't fit.
Well, we've got everybody going to CNN now because they want to see the diagram and the actual picture of what her swimsuit is doing. So there we are. We're at number 10. We just got through number 10. 987-654-321 coming up. Stick around for the talk radio review here on the DJV. It's 18 past the hour.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 0707 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 0707. Enjoy!
Thank you. This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Rich McFadden, and for Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Jones. Going down your list of top 10 talk topics of the week. I love saying that. It's so much fun. We've only made it through number 10, so we're up at number 9 now. And number 9 is the Prime Minister of Britain, Boris. What's his last name? Boris Yeltsin?
Johnson.
Johnson. And Brexit. And what's going on with Brexit? How long has Brexit been going on? How many years?
2016.
2016. Okay, so
2016. But of course, it's heated up. Well, a couple of interesting developments for this weekend. The common speaker, Burkow, who of course has said he's not running, you know, for being an MP again when there's the next general election, which is a huge story this week, gave a speech. And he said the only possible Brexit was one backed by MPs. And he said something fascinating, which was that if Johnson tried to be dead in a ditch and stop a Brexit delay, that the Commons would come up with very creative ways of working around it with rules. And that was fascinating because, like, oh, really? They would just work around him. But I have to say that all the Brexit news has been overshadowed because Adele has filed for divorce.
So it's pretty much like just like it is here over there, is that some lame, stupid pop culture story will just push aside any important news of the day.
No, I mean, Brexit is still huge, and when John Burkow says something like that the Commons is going to become extremely creative,
right.
Parliament will become extremely creative, that gets fascinating, and Brexit is still huge. But when Adele says she's good, I mean, Adele is like a national treasure, you know.
She's Elvis. She is Elvis.
She's Elvis. Right. Yeah, she's yeah. Elvis, and she's filing for divorce. Everybody thought they were happy.
Yeah, yeah. No, she's an amazing talent, and yeah, she deserves to be happy, but apparently. Yeah. Anybody know what's going on? What's wrong?
No, apparently they're not happy.
You know,
here's what I
found. I don't know this through personal experience, but here's what I found. When you are mega, mega, mega rich or mega, mega, mega talented, there is nobody that's equal to you and you cannot find somebody to sit around on the couch and have something in common with. You just don't. They become your servant or your little assistant or something like that. And the person can't handle that, and you get bored with them because they aren't as brilliant as you are. It's just, I mean, look at how many...
Very hard. Very hard.
It's very hard.
Unless you're someone like Paul Newman.
Right. But he was kind of like just like your everyday guy, you know?
He was an everyday... He was just an extraordinary human being.
Yeah.
And they're rare.
Right, right. All right, so we're at number 8 now, which really I'm going to move to number 1, but we'll go ahead and talk about it here, 9/11 and the 18th anniversary of 9/11. We got a minute. So in our list of 10 through 1, it is number 8, but just because I'm going to say it's number 1 because it should be. So when we get to number 1, number 1 will be number 2, and we will make this number 1. You follow that?
I follow.
How did you remember on Wednesday?
I remembered on Wednesday on the radio because I was doing hits and talk show hosts were saying, where were you on 9/11?
Exactly.
What happened? You know, what happened? What happened? What happened?
Can I
had a radio talk show.
Can I tell you? I was right here sitting in this chair on the air when it happened. I don't want to sit there every single year and remember it. I want to remember, never forget, but I don't want to sit there every year and relive it. And that was my thing. And then I went to see Peter Frampton. I went to see Peter Frampton, and I kind of felt bad for going out and doing something fun on 9/11, but then he talked about it, and it was a really cool story, so it was all good. So anyway, our number one story of the week, remembering 9/11. It's 28 past.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
New York is considering legislation requiring manufacturers to make detergent pods look less appetizing. It is an overreaction to the Tide Pod Challenge, in which teenagers film themselves pretending to eat the colorful pods. About 80 teenagers reportedly tried it, which is dangerous. But so are hundreds of other household products that are not intended to be eaten, yet nobody is proposing to ban shampoo, paint, or oven cleaner. Such problems require the diligent attention of parents, not politicians. Government can ban products, but it cannot mandate common sense. Legislators cannot be everyone's parents. This just isn't that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump in Rio Rancho, New Mexico for another Keep America Great Again rally. Before boarding Air Force One, the president addressing the issue with the New York Times, the newspaper publishing an article with an unsubstantiated sexual misconduct claim against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
I think the New York Times made another terrible mistake. It's a shame that a thing like that could happen. I see they're making a big correction today. They've just announced as a correction.
Iowa Senator Republican Chuck Grassley reacting to the Times article.
I frequently refer to reporters, journalists, as the police of our democratic system. But today I'm reminded of a very old adage. Who will watch the watchman?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Before past the hour on the talk countdown review. Wait a minute. The talk radio review. That's what he usually calls this, isn't it, Victor? Kara? The talk radio review.
He calls it whatever he wants. Right, so he makes up lots of different names.
So Doug Steffen is not here. Rich McFadden and Victoria Jones here with you as usual. We just kind of switched chairs because Doug missing. Counting down the list. So let's go through the list again real quick here just so that you're all caught up to speed here. At number 10, Antonio Brown rape allegation, vaping, and the Alaska swimsuit controversy. Boris and Brexit at number 9, number 8, 9/11 anniversary, which we will move to number 1 just because. Number 7, race relations, gun control, and climate change, also known as the weather. Number 6, SCOTUS asylum ruling and immigration reform. Number 5, 2020 presidential race, Democratic debate, and the North Carolina special election. Number 4, stock market activity and the economy. Number 3, U.S.-China relations and North Korean rocket test. It's funny how they put the Asian stuff right here. Number 2, Sharpiegate and the NOAA controversy. Number 1, John Bolton leaving and the Taliban talks being canceled. Here are your top 10 people of the week, and this is the week of September 9th to the 13th. At number 10, Brookie Ann Willis. She is the swimsuit offender. or something like that. Number nine, Antonio Brown. He's just the offender. Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of Britain. Number eight. Number seven, Sonia Sotomayor. Number six, Dan Bishop. Number five, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris. Number four, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders. Number three, Xi Jinping and Kim Jong-un. That's fun to say. Number two, John Bolton. And number one, the Donald. So here we are at number seven, Victoria, where we have race relations, gun control, and climate change all tied together. Yes. Dealer's choice. Take your pick. Which one of these do you like or want to talk
about? Let's do some gun control because Democrats tried to bring this up, or did bring this up, actually, in Congress when Congress finally returned from its very long vacation, that none of us get, by the way.
They get a lot of things we don't get, like healthcare.
But we could go off on a riff on that, but we're not going to. So it turned into a bit of a debacle. And Mitch McConnell is not going to bring it to the floor of the Senate or have a debate about it unless President Trump is on board. Now, that may sound normal, but if you look back at what previous Senate majority leaders have done and at the way the Senate's worked in the past, the Senate has done what the Senate's wanted to do, regardless of whether they've had a president of the same party. Because they are actually an independent branch of government. And then they send things to the president. They don't do things because they have to be the same as the president. So it's very interesting that he's doing it this way, but that's how he's doing it. So obviously nothing's actually, you know, really likely to get done.
Let me throw this out at you then. So we have the Walmart story this week where they're going to stop selling guns and ammo and all kinds of stuff, and guns aren't welcome in Walmart. You can't conceal carry in a Walmart, this whole thing. Is capitalism, is buying with your buck, will just the citizenry of the United States figure this out on its own? Or do we need the government to tell us how to be safe with our guns?
I suspect it may end up being a combination. I mean, it was interesting that over 100, I think it was, maybe between 100 and 150 CEOs wrote a letter this week about this issue, demanding changes. And so I do think you're seeing business take an initiative on it. So I think some of the change is going to come from the corporate world, and very often the change in our country does come from the bottom line. So and that could in turn have a roll-on effect to Congress, and maybe even to the executive branch, where they see, oh, we're losing some of our power to the corporate world. Maybe we need to get in line with them.
Well, I would rather corporate. Let me rephrase that. I would rather capitalism control the situation than our government, because I don't want our government to control me, but I do want our money and our spending habits to decide for us, kind of voting power. You know, what's the best option? I don't like using it as a war tactic to attack other businesses if they don't agree with you for some political reason. But I do think that capitalism is the way that really, you know, like with the prescription drug companies. I don't need the government. I just need, you know what? We will decide with our bucks whether we support your company or not. And most people are starting to get tired of some of these, you know, the OxyContin thing. We saw that this week. Going to control it with the bucks, so let's do it there. All right, so let's move on to number six, the SCOTUS asylum ruling and immigration reform. So what did we learn this week from the Supreme Court on their ruling? It was a 7-2 vote. Am I correct there?
I think it was 7-2.
I mean, that's pretty unheard of nowadays, right?
You get them in more rulings than you'd expect. They're quite often on the same page, but it's the big controversial ones we hear about. They rule on a lot of things that they're in agreement about, but we hear on the big ones. So So it's not surprising, but it's perhaps surprising on something like this. So I'm not a reporter. I'm an analyst. But I think what was interesting about it is how it's going to play out. Is that we're going to see people being denied temporarily, right, at least at the border, and that's going to be very interesting. Who are seeking asylum?
So basically, the Supreme Court decided with Trump that they can bar asylum seekers while they go through this legal battle. Does Trump win here? Is this a win for him?
It is temporarily. If we want to look at things in terms of wins and losses, if we also look at this not only in terms of the Mexican border, we have to look at this in terms of people trying to seek asylum from other parts of the world. There are people seeking asylum who are religious and persecuted minorities, genuinely persecuted minorities whose families are being killed solely for their religion in other parts of the world, who are seeking asylum. And this is going to impact them. This is not only going to impact the southern border. So I would be very interested to know how this is going to impact other people who are seeking asylum, who have a grave fear of their lives, whose families have, for example, already been executed.
Yeah, I won't get into. Are most of these asylum seekers still hanging out at the border in Mexico?
There are a number who are. There's also Guatemala and Honduras. There are people down there.
But they're seeking asylum because of the gang violence in their area, right?
There are people seeking asylum for a number of different reasons. One of the things that people, I think, have not taken so seriously because it's women and girls is former Attorney General Jeff Sessions made a ruling on this. You know, women and girls who have been repeatedly raped and abused by gangs, and ruling that, well, no, you can't seek asylum for that. That's not a thing. And that's just really fascinating. So you have to go back to your country and have that happen again. But that is an endemic part of that country right now. It's specific
to
that.
You would have to take pretty much every girl and woman out of that country to save them.
Right, but they're not all seeking asylum.
Right.
It's just these ones. So we're saying you cannot seek asylum for that reason. So we're literally saying you cannot. Now, is that impacting women and girls from other parts of the world? Because there are women trying to seek asylum from countries in the Middle East who have similar stories with forced rape in marriage, who, if they do go back, face being burned alive.
Yeah, the world is a scary place. And how do you protect everybody? That's the problem here. Is you would like to, but how do you do it? So, all right, we got to keep moving here. So, the 2020 presidential race at number five, the Democratic debate. Where are we at this week? I mean, has anybody really made any moves? Is Biden still locked in at number one? And he's got Bernie and Elizabeth Warren right behind him on his heels, and Kamala still at the bottom of the list. Or did anybody make some moves this week?
You know, I thought it was very interesting how unscathed Elizabeth Warren was in the debate. You know, she made her points. She continued to make her points. Nobody attacked her. And she came out unscathed. A lot of people piled on Biden. And actually, if you think about it, his, they should listen to the record player remark.
Right,
you could see it. It was very forward looking.
Yeah.
Getting a record player. I'm looking at a turntable right now.
My daughter has one. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, we just went shopping for records over the past weekend. So, let's go to number three with the U.S.-China relations in Korean. Let's just do 30 seconds on that. I mean, Trump is negotiating with China. It's a negotiation. It's negotiated. It's not a forever thing. Is he getting anywhere this week?
I don't know. I mean, he's delaying some tariffs. So, but you know, we hear delayed tariffs, then renewed tariffs, delayed tariffs, renewed tariffs. I don't know whether we're getting anywhere. I do know that there is immense uncertainty, both in retail, you know, mom and pop right. stores, and in big business about where to invest, what to do. How do I order 4 months
right.
down the road?
Just stop freaking out. I mean, this is a short play, and yes, it's tough to handle right now. We realize that. Farmers and retailers, we realize that. But this is a short play. It's not a long play. Hey, coming up, we're going to get to the number two and number one stories here on the Talk Radio Review. It's now 47 past the hour.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
I remember watching my grandmother spend hours doing housework, like washing dishes, doing laundry, and hanging it out to dry. They called it Laundry Day, because that's how long it took. Labor-saving appliances were among the great advancements of the last century, especially washing machines and dishwashers. They freed generations of women from the drudgery of such chores. By 1983, dishwashers could finish in 30 minutes, and laundry took less than an hour. Then the government began regulating water and energy use. Congress adopted federal standards, and today's appliances take three times longer. Now, many people wash and dry things twice, so they're not saving water or energy. The government ought to tend to its own dirty laundry and leave mine alone. It's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Ah, the copperhead snake. It hisses before attacking. But that's not a copperhead. That's the Sullivan's RV freshwater tank overflowing into their black one, which is backing into their vent pipe, making for a very different kind of attack. One that arrives just in time for taco night. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If you know this sound, then you know the pure feeling that comes with it. The unparalleled power of a Rotax engine. The agility and ultimate freedom only the revolutionary Rev Gen 4 platform can give. That feeling of taking winter and shredding it for all it's worth. It's that Ski-Doo feeling. Visit your local Ski-Doo dealer today for great offers and rebates on select models during our Yellow Tag sales event.
48 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review. We got number two here and number one. Number two is Sharpie Gate. I want to know why Sharpie Gate happened like 10 days ago. Why is Sharpie Gate still a thing, Victoria?
Two reasons. One, because, well, who uses a Sharpie in the Oval Office? And number two, because then Wilbur Ross got implicated in it. So that's why that developed, because more and more kept coming out about it. The story kept growing.
So for those who don't remember, when President Trump drew with a Sharpie that Alabama was in the path of the hurricane, everybody went and freaked out about it, and it's crazy. All right, so let's get to the important story, one of them of the week. John Bolton exits. Why, and who's going to take his place?
He exited because he disagreed with the president, ultimately, on the Taliban talks, which are going to be a disaster for women, by the way, and nobody's talking about that. Who's going to replace him? Donald Trump.
Really?
Effectively,
you don't think Pompeo
yeah.
will kind of do the duel?
Well, nominally, but, you know.
Interesting. That's interesting. All right, so there's your top 10 stories of the week. The number one story of the week, 9/11 anniversary. Never forget. This is your Talk Radio Review on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Victoria Keel, and now it's time for the top five tech stories of the week. And at number five, if you asked Equifax for $125 after the big breach, you need to update your request. Here's why. If you went online and you filed your report saying that your information had been compromised through the Equifax data breach, which affected 400 million people, so most likely you were affected by this. But apparently, the settlement amount was for $700 million. That was announced back in July. And during this settlement that Equifax had with the Federal Trade Commission, $31 million was set aside for consumers who had been affected by the breach. Consumers could request 4 years of credit monitoring free or a check for $125. But because the total payout was actually fixed, the FTC soon warned people that they would receive far less than $125. By some calculations, it was actually $4. So, here's the latest on this. If you do still want some money, and we don't know exactly what that amount will be, you still need to name the credit monitoring service that you've been using as you requested the check. So basically, they're screwing everybody over. And so Equifax says you have until October 15th to go back onto their site and provide information, either sign up for their free credit monitoring or provide proof that you've actually been paying for it from another service. It's the whole thing is still a mess. And if you are looking for a check for $125, look again, because you're definitely not going to be getting that, unfortunately. In number four, the California Senate Senate bill that looks to give contract workers more rights. That is a bill that requires companies like Uber and Lyft and Postmates and DoorDash to treat its contract workers as employees. Now, this bill has passed in the California State Senate. It is seen as a potential game changer for what they call the gig economy. That's if you have a side gig, basically, they call it the gig economy. And it will require that workers are recognized as employees instead of contractors, so that will give them at least a minimum wage, which none of these workers get. They basically work for tips. It will guarantee a minimum wage. It will give them overtime pay, unemployment insurance, which they do not have. So if they get laid off and they're working for any of these companies, they have not been paying into the unemployment insurance, so therefore they're not eligible for it. They also don't get any sick leave. So obviously Uber and Lyft are adamantly opposed to this bill because it's going to drive their business model into a very different sphere. Uber has already laid off another major round of people that they've let go the second time this year, and 85% of those layoffs have occurred in the U.S. So this bill looks like it is going to Governor Gavin Newsom's desk in California. He has already said he will support it, and so we'll see how this rolls out in the rest of the country, but it looks like it will be a game changer. At number three, the Pentagon wants more control over the news. One of the Pentagon's most secretive agencies is called the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA. It is developing custom software that can unearth internet fakes, hidden among more than 500,000 stories, photos, videos, and audio clips. Now, once upon a time, DARPA was actually known for helping invent the internet, but also for developing horrible privacy-invading projects, like one called LifeLog, that was a program that gathered in a single place just about everything an individual in the U.S. says, sees, or does online. Not a fun thing to do. So now DARPA is developing this analysis program called Semaphore and an image analysis program called Metaphor. And so we will see the object of this is to combat fake news. However, what this really will do, and a lot of people are already catching on to this and they're against it, this will basically allow the government to monitor what news we actually see. So not a great thing in my opinion. At number two, Amazon's got some great news. As part of a national hiring push, Amazon will hold Career Day events next week to fill more than 30,000 jobs. The hiring events will be held Tuesday, September 17th, in Boston, Chicago, Dallas, Nashville, Tennessee, Seattle, and Arlington, Virginia, where their second U.S. headquarters will be. And the jobs include full-time and part-time positions available all across the country. And if you are interested in any of these, you can go to Amazon.com's job site, and they'll have 1,000 recruiters at these Career Day events. And this is the largest hiring spree that Amazon has ever had. So they say they're also hiring tens of thousands of seasonal workers. So very cool. And the number one spot, Apple had a big, big week. They announced the new iPhone 11. It's all about the camera. It's a wider angle than ever before. And probably the best news that came from it, the iPhone 11 has dropped in price significantly. It will only cost $699 as opposed to the iPhone 10, which was $1,100. So there you have it, the top five tech stories of the week. I'm Victoria Keelan.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.